You're listening to the official podcast of Asbury University, produced by students with God-honoring conversations that inform, edify, and encourage. This is Asbury. We explore culture and current topics through a Christian worldview, promoting a well-balanced life, and we empower our community to belong, become, and be set apart. I'm your host, Abby Laub. Welcome to This is Asbury. Joining the studio today with 2021 graduate Leander Ridgway, and I'm going to try not to hold it against him. He is wearing a Kentucky basketball shirt, but it's all going to make sense in a few minutes. Welcome, Mr. Ridgway. Tell us, the listeners, who you are.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. My name is Leander Ridgway, Jr. I'm born and raised in Lexington, Kentucky, all my life. I am college basketball player, former college basketball player. Finished my career at Asbury, and then from there, I got into kind of the career force, and my goal was always to play professional basketball. So from after Asbury, I got to be a barista. The Lord put a different path in my way before I got to where I wanted to be.
Everybody should be a barista or a waiter at some point in their life. I firmly believe that.
It teaches you a lot that you would never think.
It does. It does.
A lot of skills, a lot of people skills.
Very much so.
The Lord knew exactly what I needed.
I love that.
But my goal and dream was always to play professional basketball. So took a year and a half, was as a barista at Manchester Coffee, and then got the text from my basketball agent that that a team in Mexico wanted me. So I was able to get that opportunity in Mexico to start off my professional basketball career. Did that for a year.
Yep.
And then felt like the Lord was telling me to move on. And the idea of being a coach and especially college basketball was in my heart heavy. And I kind of took that head on and got to BYU as a graduate assistant. Yeah. We performed well, did well in our first year in the Big 12. And Coach Pope got the call to come down to Lexington, Kentucky to be Kentucky's coach.
Yeah. So if you're not a basketball fan, this is all like pretty recent history. You know,
Super recent.
Mark Pope, he's just finished his first season at UK. He's a UK graduate. So you were with him at BYU. Did you know he was getting ready to come to UK? Or was that like kept under wraps?
So I didn't know nothing that was going on. I was in Phoenix when I got the news that Coach Calipari left Kentucky.
Okay.
And then
you
I felt very biased that Coach Pope would get the Kentucky job. I just felt he was the perfect candidate. And I was telling my friends and stuff like, Coach Pope's gonna get this job.
Yes.
I don't know. I have no insider. I have no information than just what I know and the man I know, Coach Pope. And I was like, he's the perfect person for this job.
So you didn't get the inside scoop. I was hoping you would have said, like, yeah, we heard, and we had to keep it quiet. I mean, these are like multi-million-dollar deals. You're like, they're not going to tell anybody. But how fun. So you got to come back to Lexington. You get to come back home. Was that kind of the goal, or were you just going wherever God took you at that point?
Honestly, like, when I left home from for BYU, I had in my mind that coming back home was not going to be in the picture no time soon. So that's just kind of the landscape of the profession of coaching.
You have to go anywhere.
You have to go anywhere and got to pack up your bags and go. Like my last 5 years of my life has been pack up your bags and go. So that was kind of the idea. So coming back home was honestly like a surprise blessing. So I'm thankful for that.
Were you always a UK fan or who did you cheer for?
Yeah,
we know it's not Louisville, so we got that covered.
I always grew up like if you're from Lexington, you understand the importance of Kentucky basketball.
You do.
It's just in your face always. So I always grew up like understanding the fandom of it and obviously the kind of the pillar of players that came through the program. So you can say I was a fan for sure.
Yeah, definitely. And what position did you play?
So I was a guard. When I started at Lee University, I was a backup point guard, and then I slided over to, like, the shooting guard slot. And when I got to Asbury, I was kind of just a one through five person. I was just a basketball player.
Yeah, definitely. That's great. And then while you were here, you studied what?
So I studied journalism when I was here.
Yes.
My advisor was Richard Maneri.
He's the best.
He's
amazing. Very biased. Journalism is my favorite major. I was a journalism major. I teach you to do anything. So tell us how that journalism training has prepared you for what you're doing now. And what are you doing now for UK?
Yeah, for sure. So to your first question, when I was doing journalism here, I learned a lot. I learned mm-hmm. how to communicate, how to kind of gather my thoughts together, mm-hmm. and how to communicate them out in a very efficient way, because it's kind of how journalism is. And then when I was here at Asbury, I did kind of like my practicum study here, because mm-hmm. it was like right after COVID, so I wasn't mm-hmm. able to go out to a station and kind of like mm-hmm. act on those things. So I was able to write web stories for the Collegian. I was able to kind of be as a sports anchor on the on their live show. Mm-hmm. So that was pretty cool. It was a fun experience for me. Never thought I would ever do that, but I tip my hat off to Professor Maneri for like helping me and guiding me through all that. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I learned a lot, and I met a lot of cool people through mm-hmm. here. And yeah. then to your second question, at University of Kentucky, I'm a graduate assistant, second year graduate assistant.
And let's rewind just a little bit to tell us about the BYU job and what you kind of picked up from there, how you got that job.
Yeah.
Another big school, mm-hmm. high profile basketball program. Oh. Just share about that experience.
For sure. Yeah. So when I concluded playing in Mexico, I got back home, and I always knew that like I wanted to play professional basketball, but I knew at one point the ball was going to stop bouncing. Yep. It happens to everybody. Just yep. the timeline is so different.
Oh yeah.
And I knew that the Lord had on my heart coaching mm-hmm. basketball. And so it was on the forefront of my heart. So I was like, all right, I'm going to attack this mm-hmm. as much as I can. And I wanted to do it at the highest level. Mm-hmm. So I went online. There's a website online called Hoop Dirt, which is like similar to like LinkedIn mm-hmm. or Indeed for mm-hmm. jobs. But this one's specifically for basketball. Mm-hmm. And I saw that BYU was looking for graduate assistants. Mm-hmm. So I sent my stuff to their director of operations mm-hmm. and was doing some research on their coaching staff, mm-hmm. found that Coach Cahill Fennell was on their staff at the time. And before that, he was at Louisville under Chris Mack. And I knew two people on their staff, Christian Cunningham and Taylor Barnett. And they're from Lexington. So I was able to reach out to those two guys personally, and then they helped me get connected with Cahill. And then from there, I had a conversation with Coach Fennell. And then before you know it, I'm on FaceTime with Coach Pope.
That's amazing. Oh, my gosh. What do you think set you apart? What do you think? Because, I mean, how many applications do they get?
Oh, a
really?
Lot. A lot.
Really?
A lot.
Like, did they tell you why they looked at yours?
I knew it was a lot. They didn't tell me why, but I knew that, I'm really good close friends with Christian Cunningham, Taylor Barnett, and yeah. I think those guys know the kind of person who I am mm-hmm. and the player I was, and they knew that I would be a great fit with Coach Pope and the mm-hmm. rest of those guys on the staff to fit what BYU mm-hmm. is and kind of the program they have. Mm-hmm. So it's just I'm thankful for those guys for like having me, holding yeah. me to that standard.
Yeah.
So and then just one thing led to another.
Yeah. So I bet you have some thoughts to share for like, you know, seniors or recent grads. Like what would you tell people? Like, because what I'm hearing is networking, relationships, integrity.
And yes.
Being good at what you do.
Yes.
You know, what mm-hmm. other advice would you give them?
Yeah, I'll really just be like, be who you are. You don't have to go out your way to be somebody else just to get a job. I think that's something I'm learning now mm-hmm. as I'm growing in my career.
Mm-hmm.
Always have integrity, mm-hmm. high character, always work on your craft. I think there's something about like being really good at what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Coach Alvin Brooks at Kentucky, he always talked about being elite. Mm-hmm. And I think that's always stuck with me ever since I've been to Kentucky, is being elite at what you do.
In everything, even if you're not at the elite level.
Hey, exactly.
Yeah. Be an elite barista.
Exactly.
Wherever
exactly.
God puts you.
Exactly. And that's a great yeah. point. Like when I was at Manchester, I like for a year and a half, like every day meant everything to me. So like mm-hmm. any interaction I got, I always wanted to make sure that person felt special, or I wanted to be really good at making latte art. I worked really hard at that. And it took me like 3 months just to make one heart. But once I got
That's
it down,
awesome.
I always wanted to keep growing
I've
at
always
it.
Wanted to learn how to do that.
Exactly.
I probably never will.
It's super hard. It's super hard.
It looks hard.
Oh, my gosh. So, but it just goes back to like just, you know, working hard, kind of like having that mentality. And mm-hmm. First and foremost, giving everything to God.
Mm-hmm.
I think once yeah. you do that, everything else will kind of like fall into place. So if like recent grads or, you know, these juniors and seniors that's leaving Asbury, I think just like those things are really pivotal in like going about finding yeah. a career.
Did you ever have that moment where you're like, oh my goodness, I just got done playing basketball, I've got a degree, and now I'm working at a coffee shop? Did you have that moment where you just felt like, what am I doing?
So I did. I'll be honest. I did. I think it's hard humanly to not have that thought.
Yes, absolutely. Because,
you know, you have this mapped out plan that, okay, I'm going to graduate Asbury, and I'm going to get an agent. I'm going to go play in Europe and live 10 years in some country.
Yep.
And, you know, pivot, things happen, and the Lord has different plans for you for a very specific reason. So I did have that thought, but I will say, I tell people, I am thankful for that moment in my life, because it was a season that I needed for myself.
Yes, absolutely.
Before the Lord sent me to Mexico.
Yes. My first job when I graduated from college with a journalism degree was at Dick's Sporting Goods, and I had that same moment of like, what am I doing? But then it was just so cool. If I hadn't done that, if I hadn't been in that spot, all the doors that got opened after that never would have opened. It was just remarkable how, but you do not see that when you're in the moment. So I always like to encourage students or recent grads, you are not going to see it right now. Just do a good job wherever he has you.
Yeah. It's funny you say that, because Dr. Greg Oakeson, and he's here at Asbury. And he goes to the same church as I do. He's been a mentor for me for a long time. But he's always like, one day you'll be able to like look back and get to connect the dots and see where the Lord has started you at and pointed you to different places. And you can just kind of see where everything is folding.
Yeah. So, and talk to somebody who did it before you.
For sure.
You know, that's always really helpful. Because I didn't have that at first. Because I just moved, as you did, you know, moving to Mexico. It's like, who are you going to talk to? You know, talk to who went before you. But
exactly.
You have to seek it out sometimes.
Exactly.
You know?
That's probably another advice I would
give. Seek a mentor.
Yes. Like, wherever field you want to be in, find people in that field. And just be bold and ask questions.
Yeah, I like that too. Just asking. You know, pick up the phone and call somebody. You know, just show up.
You'd be surprised who's willing to help.
It's very true. And I think a lot of people would be surprised too, just by just the difference between showing up and picking up the phone.
Yes.
It makes a huge difference.
Oh my gosh. Yes, absolutely.
Yes, I love that. So, okay, let's talk about basketball little bit. So you've been playing basketball since you were a kid, I guess, probably. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What do you love about it?
So, yeah, I've been playing since like can remember. It's really since like five. I think I just love kind of just like the thrill of it, like kind of the fast pacedness of it. I love the fluidity of the game. I love how there's different like aspects of it that like it fits everybody in different ways, different body types, different play styles. Like there's a place for you in basketball. I think I was able to find that as I was growing up and just being a kid playing outside, playing with friends. I think doing that and then growing up into it where I took it more seriously and, like, learning the art of it and being more detailed about it, I think just the game in general has taught me a lot, not only about myself but about just life in general.
Yeah. Did you play other sports? Were you a multi-sport athlete?
Not really.
Okay.
I played baseball.
Yep.
That was the only sport.
Because a lot of people now are saying you should be a multi-sport athlete. And, you know, and now you hear these big schools talking about that, like that they look for kids who have done other things because they're less prone to injuries, less prone to burnout. Is that a thing? Is that real?
I think so.
You have to be good, of course.
For sure. No, for sure. I think there's some positives when you do play many sports, because you can like gain different skills from different sport. Like you play soccer, you gain footwork.
Yeah.
Or, you know, any other sport, baseball, endurance, whatever. Track, you learn a lot about athleticism that can translate to your main sport in football. So I think, you know, I did baseball. I did that at a young age, but, you know, I made a decision that I wanted to take basketball seriously. Yeah. So one had to go.
Yep, so, absolutely. Yeah. Well, and you see that too with a lot of kids, especially once they're in high school or something. Like, you've got a year round at that point.
Yeah, it's kind of like, all right, what are we going to do?
Yeah. So at UK, you're getting your master's in sports leadership. Mm-hmm. Talk about that and what that program has been like.
Yeah, it's been really great. It's been, it's really fit what I want to do and kind of like my life, my schedule as a graduate physician at Kentucky. Kind of like that academic side kind of helped blend in, you know, what I do as a coach. Because, I mean, it says in the degree, sports leadership. So I'm learning a lot of, okay, how to be a better coach, how to communicate better, kind of like the business side of it, and how to, like, you know, integrate that with the on-the-court stuff and all that. So I'm able to learn a lot of things from different angles in sports and help that incorporate what I do, especially for Kentucky.
Yeah. How intense is that business side of it for Kentucky? I mean, you're talking multi-million dollar contracts and licensing and all the things. What has that been like to kind of see that side of it?
Yeah, it's been really eye-opening. I think it's been eye-opening for everybody in collegiate sports due to NIL.
Right.
I think it's been really good for athletes to be compensated. I think there's a lot of newness to it, and I think you know a lot of people are still trying to figure this thing out. But all in all, I think it's been somewhat good for the athlete alone. But it has been pretty eye-opening and crazy to see kind of like the dynamics of how we handle things.
Because you're seeing these teams now where, I mean, these players are essentially bouncing around, you know. How does that impact the dynamics of the team, would you say? You haven't been in it long enough, but just from your observation.
Yeah. I think it definitely changed the dynamics a lot.
Yeah.
I think it takes away from, I wouldn't say culture, but you know, you have a lot of guys leave, a lot of guys come in. So you have to adapt quick.
It's harder for the staff, ultimately, right? Because they're constantly got, like, new faces every year, right?
So I think it brings a new challenge to not only the staff, but just the players as well. Like, you're always on a new team and stuff. And you have to adapt quick. And we have to implement what we want to do and for us to win a championship super quick. So I think it's brought us a new challenge, but it's been really fun for us as well because, like, I think one thing that we do is we take our time with the players we get and add on to our team, and we always want to get good guys and guys that want to learn and grow and work hard. So it's been easy for us because we get all like-minded guys, which has been good for us so far.
Yeah, because you think back of, like, you know, back in the day, you'd have these basketball dynasty teams, well, like Kentucky being one of them, that win, like, you know, four championships in like a matter of 10 years because they build these long-standing programs. Yeah. And now it's just different now.
Yeah,
you know,
it's different.
But it's not bad. It's just different.
No. And that's just how it is with basketball. It always evolves. And I think with collegiate sports and NCAA, it's just evolving. So I think everybody and ourselves just adapting to it.
Yeah. Is it fun being in the mix? Do you go to practices? Do you, like, what's your day-to-day work like?
Oh, wow. Yeah, I am really in the mix.
Okay.
Good thing with Coach Pope, like, he lets, like, you know, his graduate assistants really get involved with, you know, what it means to be a college coach from top to bottom. You know,
because he's really training you in addition to training the basketball players.
As well.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm able to not only, like, you know, pick the brains of our coaching staff, which we have an elite coaching staff from, you know, we have Coach Mark Fox, who's been a head coach for different schools. We have Coach Jason Hart, who was just the head coach at the G League team, Ignite. We have Coach Alvin Brooks, who's won a national championship at Baylor. Cody Feaker, who's just offensive savant. You got Coach Nick Robinson, who's been around the game for a long time. He was a former head coach. And have a young coach in Coach Mikel McClain, who's elite at what he does. And we have Coach Santoro, who, you know, is the brains behind the analytics and things like that. So I'm able to pick these guys' brains and learn from them. And then also, too, on the court, I'm in every day in practice. I'm involved with every drill. So it's been really cool to learn. Yeah, it's been really great to learn, like, not only off the court and in the offices when, like, the film work and the strategizing, but also, like, seeing that be implemented on the court where we, like, teach our players, coach our players, and then I'm on the court with the players as well. So it's been really fun dynamic for me.
Yeah. So you guys had a good first season.
Yeah.
Sweet 16.
Mm-hmm.
What was that like?
It was fun. It was rewarding. It's been really fun. I think learning kind of how the grind of the year goes for a whole season, starting from the summer to the fall, preseason, the beginning of the season, non-conference, and the end of conference. It's been really fun. I think it's been good. Our players have been really great. They took a lot. They took the challenge a lot. You know, we had endured a lot of injuries throughout the year. So we had a lot of guys step up. And then it just shows the character of our team. We've been battle-tested throughout the year. And we made it this far. And, you know, I'm super proud of our guys.
I bet that was just a blast, too, to be at the tournament. Did you get to go watch the championship game?
So I didn't watch the championship game. I was in San Antonio during it.
Okay.
But I did watch on, you know,
right.
TV.
You weren't there.
No, I weren't there.
Yeah.
But it was a fun Final Four. Yeah, glad that, you know, SEC team came out on top, you know, for our conference. But, but yeah, it was a great experience overall.
Well, that's great. And you're back in Lexington now, probably just getting ready to do it all over again, right?
Yeah.
But here's what I really want to know, though. What is it really like? What's something that most people wouldn't know about a Division I basketball team like Kentucky? Tell us something we don't know.
That's a great question. I think the amount of hours that it takes for a program like Kentucky to be successful, a lot of hours are put in, like early mornings, late nights. There's a lot of meetings. There's a lot of player development on the court. There's a lot of just a lot of in between. Obviously, we get treated like a Kentucky program, obviously. So the travel is amazing. We're chartering.
Right. I think probably got to be a little fun, right?
For sure. It's a cool experience.
I think you don't have to go to class the next day.
Exactly. I think a lot of people, like, you know, don't get to know that experience. So, like, on that side, it's definitely a blessing, you know, the way we get treated. Mm-hmm. Our AD, Mitch Barnhart, takes really good care of us, like he does all the other programs. So he's been really good to us. So I would say the traveling, obviously, like, places we stay, all those little stuff, the gear we get, it's pretty elite. And there's a reason why Kentucky is, like, one of the top programs in the country.
Exactly.
By far. But I think all that mixed in one pot, just seeing just how an elite program is run from how Coach Pope thinks, how he operates. Mm-hmm. How we do things on the court, how we do things in the weight room, in the training room.
Every little detail. It's all very intentional, right?
Very intentional.
No wasted time. And how many months of two-a-days?
So we do two-a-days definitely early in the year, preseason for sure. So it's not long, but it's long enough to where, you know, we get what we need to get out of our guys.
You can only do that so long.
For sure. But it's great. We all need it.
Well, so this is very intense. You know, there's a lot that goes into this. But, you know, you're trying to live out your faith as well. What's it like in that space to be a Christian?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think it brings some challenges for sure. Mm-hmm. I think it's deepened my faith. I think the Lord has shown me a lot being in a different space where you might not see a lot of people that's like me and things of that nature. And I'm able to have the opportunity to, you know, if I'm not able to share verbally, I am through how I act or showing through my actions and things of that nature.
Well, and there's that temptation just to let it all go to your head, you know? And so if you're not, obviously, people are going to notice that.
Yeah, for sure. I think, and obviously being a place like Kentucky, you know, the spotlight is on you all the time. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter where you're Coach Pope or you're a manager, like, if you're attached to Kentucky basketball, people know who you are. So I think that obviously keeps a level of accountability. Not saying I need Kentucky to do that for me and my faith, but I think the Lord knew what he was doing when he brought me to Kentucky, where, like, hey, I want to grow you in your faith. Obviously, me alone can do that alone, but I'm going to put a place like Kentucky there too, so you can help develop you and your faith and how to talk to people and things of that nature and how to have faithful conversations and stuff like that. And so it's been really good for me. Like, luckily I'm on a faithful staff that I'm able to, like, express my faith and talk about these things and that. So it's been really good. It's been really good for me.
That's great. Well, and then just in closing, you know, you're back here on campus. Is there anything that you can kind of point back to in your time here that prepared you for this? And like we talked about earlier, that you didn't really know at the time, and now you're like, oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, I think, like, I tell people all the time, like, I'm super thankful for Asbury. And I think when I left Lee University, and I really remember I was praying to God. I was in their locker room. I was like, Lord, like, wherever you take me, like, I just need you to grow me and develop me. And he took that honest prayer,
he sure did. You sure about that?
He sure did. And Asbury wasn't the forefront of my list when I transferred, but I'm so thankful that the Lord had put it on my heart to, like, say yes to Asbury. Because when I got here, I was able to deepen my faith, grow in a lot of ways, meet a lot of people who's helped mentor me, like Miss Maria Brown, Coach Shouse, Coach Abner, the whole rest of the Asbury staff. I was able to, I mean, they allowed me to grow and make mistakes through it and stuff. And being around a place like Asbury when it's, you know, faith fulfilled.
Yeah.
I was able to do that. And I met a lot of friends off the court at Asbury that are lifelong friends, like Cheyenne Fullwood, Bryce Beavers, Rebecca Antonelli. Like, there's a lot of people that I met here that I still talk to today that, you know, we all went to church together when we was all at Asbury, and, you know, now people are getting married and all that, but we're still able to connect. And that's just due to this place.
Yeah. Well, my final question is, did you ever play basketball with Dr. Brown?
I never played with Dr. Brown.
Darn it.
I never played.
Because he's known for playing basketball.
He is known for playing basketball. And I've looked him up. I've seen the highlights. Dr. Brown has some game, if people wanted to know. It's super cool to have a president that, you know, he used to play basketball. So, like, he can relate to me and the staff and in a lot of ways.
Nice. I love it. Well, thanks again, Leander, for coming in. This has been such a fun conversation, and I just appreciate your time. And if you're not cheering for Asbury, you can go cheer for UK.
There you go.
Because we've got one of our people there.
There we go.
Thanks again.
Thank you so much.
All right. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for joining us for this episode of This is Asbury. To learn more about Asbury University, visit asbury.edu.